तास्ताक्षपाप्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ताः पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः तास्ताक्षपाः प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ताः पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः तास्ताक्षपाः प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ताः पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः तास्ताक्षपाः प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ताः पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः तास्ताक्षपाः प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ता पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः तास्ताक्षपाः प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ता पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः वैष्णवीस् तास्ताक्षपा प्रेष्ठतमेन नीता मयैव वृन्दावनगोचरेण क्षणार्धवत्ता पुनरङ्गतासाम् हीना मया कल्पसमाबभूवुः वर्ड फॉर वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ताहता ऑल दोज क्षपाः नाइट्स प्रेष्ठतमेन विद द मोस्ट डियरली बिलवेड नीतः स्पेंट मया विथ मी एव इंडीड वृंदावन इन वृंदावन गोचरेण हु कैन बी नोन क्षण अ मोमेंट अर्धवत लाइक हाफ ताह दोज वेरी नाइट्स पुनः अगेन अंग डियर उद्धव तासाम फॉर द गोपीज हीनाः बेरेफ्ट मया ऑफ मी कल्प अ डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा 4.32 billion years. Samaha equal to Babhuvuhu became. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Dear Uddhav, all of those nights that the gopis spent with me, their most dearly beloved, in the land of Vrindavan, seemed to them to pass in less than a moment. Bereft of my association, however, the gopis felt that those same nights dragged on forever, as if each night were equal to a day of Brahma. Purport. Srila Sridhara Swami comments as follows. The gopis suffered extreme anxiety in the absence of Lord Krishna, and although outwardly appearing bewildered, they actually achieved the highest perfectional stage of samadhi. Their consciousness was intensely and intimately attached to Lord Krishna. And by such Krishna consciousness, their own bodies seemed very far away from them, even though people normally consider their body to be their closest possession. In fact, the gopis did not think about their own existence. Although a young woman normally considers her husband and children to be her dearmost possessions, the gopis did not even consider the existence of their so-called families. Nor could they think of this world or life after death. Indeed, they were not at all aware of these things. Just like great sages who become detached from the names and forms of the material world, the gopis could not think of anything because they were wrapped in loving remembrance of Lord Krishna. Just as rivers enter the ocean, similarly the gopis completely merged into consciousness of Lord Krishna through intense love. Here ends the commentary of Srila Sridhara Swami. Then Prabhupada says, thus a day of Brahma seemed like a single moment for the gopis when Lord Krishna was present with them, and a single moment seemed like a day of Brahma when Lord Krishna was absent. The Krishna consciousness of the gopis is the perfection of spiritual life, and the symptoms of such perfection are described here. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak something appropriate on this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is entitled Beyond Renunciation and Knowledge. It inherently speaks about three very important subjects. Number one, the glories or the powerful effect of satsanga in contrast with any other process of self-realization or God-realization. Secondly, this chapter speaks about how the super excellence of Rajagopis in offering love to Krishna is so much highlighted by Krishna himself. And thirdly, this chapter consists of the method of becoming detached from material body and material world and attaining full absorption in Krishna by getting the best of association in this material world, the association of the spiritual master, Shiksha and Diksha Guru, the best form of satsanga. So, in this world, if you go and ask a normal person, would you like to chant Hare Krishna? Would you like to come to temple? Would you like to do something about spiritual life? The typical response they give is, no time. either no desire or no time. And we see that everybody is so hard pressed with time that they feel that any extra thing that I may take in my life will become burdensome for my consciousness and I will break down. It's as if the crushing wheel of time is running behind a person and he's trying to save himself from getting crushed. In that mode, people are functioning in the outside world. When we came to Krishna consciousness and when devotees said, would you like to chant Hare Krishna? We said, no time. Okay, chant one round. We said, no time. Like half round. 27 times. One, you know. So finally, devotees bargained and like Vamanadev asking for two steps, holy name bargained with us to enter into our consciousness. And in this way, we began the process of becoming Krishna conscious. So when we are chanting one round, we had no time. And we were going on with our material life. And then we started chanting 8 rounds, then we had no time. And we were going on with our life. Now we are chanting 16 rounds. If you ask any devotee, do you have time? He says, no. I have no time. So 16 rounds, yet no time. So my conclusion are two things. It is better to chant 16 rounds and have no time than to not chant rounds and have no time. Another conclusion is that as you become Krishna conscious, time becomes friendly to you. Kalosmi. Krishna says, time I am. To the degree we develop our desire to constantly remember Krishna and to lovingly serve Krishna, to that degree time expands. Krishna facilitates that devotee's devotional service by putting in a small unit of time an entire day or night of Brahma. And this happened with the gopis. They had such intense desire to serve Krishna through Rasa Leela. They are the best time management experts. They engaged so wholeheartedly that Krishna during the Rasa Leela actually made one night of human beings as long as the night of Brahma. So that they can fully reciprocate, heartily practice their Krishna consciousness without any obstacles. We see that Srila Prabhupada had 24 hours in his day. What he could accomplish in his 24 hours, or our spiritual masters have their 24 hours in their day. What they accomplish in those 24 hours, and we have our 24 hours in our day, and what we accomplish in our 24 hours, what value we add into ourselves, and what value we produce for the society around us. It drastically varies, although it is same 24 hours only. It is not that the time has got some durational problem. But depending on how our consciousness is situated, time reciprocates. Krishna reciprocates. And therefore, it is our sacred duty to strive to become Krishna conscious so that the very same time that is at our disposal becomes friendly to us. Those who avoid spiritual life, for them time becomes inimical, as if death. And for those who become Krishna conscious, time becomes very friendly. It expands to accommodate all their activities in Krishna consciousness. Ayurharati vaipumsam udyan astancha yannasau tasyarte yat kshano nitaha uttama shloka vartaya. Those people who spend their time in hearing and chanting about Krishna, with every rising and setting of the sun, they go one day closer to immortality. And for those who do not engage in the activities of hearing and chanting, practicing Krishna consciousness, with every rising and setting of the sun, they go one day closer to death, not immortality. So where we are spending our time is so very important. So here, earlier verse said, Ramena Sardham Mathuram Pranite. Shvafalkina mayan anurakta chitta vigadha bhave name vyogam tivradhayonyam dadrushu sukhaya. The residents of Vrindavana headed by the gopis were completely attached to me in deepest love and they underwent extreme mental anxiety because of separation from me and could not find any other source of happiness in life. In today's verse we see, dear Uddhava, all of those nights that the gopis spent with me their most dearly beloved, in the land of Vrindavan, seem to them to pass in less than a moment. And bereft of my association, however, the gopis felt that those same nights dragged on forever, as if each night were equal to a day of Brahma. So, there is no way we can manage time. We manage our consciousness and activities in relationship to time. And accordingly, time becomes friendly to us. Here we see, in this chapter, beginning with verse number 1, there is description of what can make us attain Krishna and what can never help us attain Krishna. Na rodhayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma evacha na svadhyayas tapastyago neshtapurtam na dakshina vratani yajna chandamsi tirthani niyama yamaha yathavarundhe satsangaha sarvasanga pahoihimam. So Krishna is saying, so many activities, if you try and practice them, you cannot attain me through them. And this is important because sometimes even after becoming devotees, we do get some karma, jnana or yoga, sangha, association with those who practice the path of karma, jnana or yoga. And by submissively hearing from them or being impressed by their activities, we as devotees, along with the bhakti lata bij in our heart, start also adding the weeds of those extraneous desires of karma, jnana and yoga practices. And thus, we think that this will help me develop my spiritual consciousness. But the result of that often is that the weeds grow more than the bhakti lata bij, and one eventually becomes choked up in spiritual life. So Krishna says, the way bhakti yoga practiced in satsanga can capture me, no other process can do that effect. Na rodhayati. And in this way, he begins to glorify satsanga. And then he mentions how the lowest can attain the highest through this one process of satsanga. Satsange nahi daiteya yatudhana mruga khaga gandharva apsaraso naga siddhacharana guhyaka vidyadhara manusheshu vaisha shudrastriyon antyaja rajastama prakrutayaha tasmin yuge yuge bahavo matpadam prapta ashtrakaya dhavadayaha vrushaparva. And then he starts giving example of each category of all these entities who are not very highly spiritually elevated but attain Krishna through the method of satsanga. And he gives examples. Vrushaparva balirbano mayaschatha vibheshanaha sugrivo hanumana rukshu gajo grudhro vanikpathaha vyadhaha kubja vraje gopyo yajnapatnyastatha pare. And in the list of personalities who attained Krishna through satsanga, he gives the example of vraja gopyo, the gopis of Vrindavan. Eventually, he explains how they attained this perfection. What was the speciality of the gopis? What they were champion in two things. Constant fond remembrance of Krishna and selfless and pleasing service to Krishna. And these are the two main practices of attaining samadhi in bhakti yoga. Anusmruti and Niswartha Seva. The whole purpose of coming to Krishna consciousness can be actually summed up in these two words. So, one has to practice constant fond remembrance of Krishna, Anusmruti, and one has to practice Niswartha Seva, selfless and pleasing service to Krishna and his associates. Practically everyone is an associate of Krishna, including non-devotees. So in this way, these two form the very basis of bhakti yoga. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Think of me and practice your service towards others. So in this way, the effect of such attainment of samadhi through practice of anusmruti and niswartha seva is described in the purport today. The purport describes three effects of attaining samadhi in Krishna consciousness. Number one, consciousness becomes so intensely and intimately attached to Krishna that by the dint of which one's own body seems to be very far, far away, even though people normally consider their body to be their closest possession. One time, Purnachandra Swami was giving a lecture series in some American university. He was our Bhakti Shastri teacher, so he was telling the story. And he said, he was very emphatically making this point, "You are not that body, you are spirit soul." So an old professor in the college, he raised hand, he said, "I have a question." "So what is the question?" "If I am not my body, then whose body am I?" Which meant that the identification body is so strong that if I can't be my own body, I have to be somebody's body. So this is the kind of absorption people have in bodily consciousness. So for materialistic person, their bodies are the immediate reality to them. They don't consider themselves anything different than this. But the moment we start practicing Anusmruti and Nisvartha Seva, we come to a stage where our body appears like a distant reality. Just like a person who is driving a car and who is not identifying with his car knows that the car needs its own care, but that's not me who is desiring or needing it in my life. So this is first effect of attaining samadhi. Second effect, although a young woman normally considers husband, children to be her dearmost possessions, the gopis did not even consider the existence of their so-called families. Now, nor could they think of this world or life after death. They just could not think of anything else other than serving, pleasing and remembering Krishna. So, in the context, we have example of Dhanurdas. He was so absorbed in looking at the beautiful eyes of Hemamba that even when the procession of Lord Ranganath was passing by, he was fully absorbed. So much so that he was considered shameless by the passers-by. And Ramanujacharya took compassion on him and revealed him the true beauty of the Lord. In that context, his absorption was the good quality Ramanujacharya picked up. He said, "This person has ability to get absorbed. The only issue is the subject matter has to be changed." Similarly, all of us have potential to become absorbed or to attain samadhi, but we have to practice changing the subject matter. Every time the mind goes on another subject matter, we have to bring it back. Yato yato nishchalati manaha chanchalam astiram tatas tatas niyamyetad atmani eva vasham nayet. Just like the mother has kept a child for playing, you know, in the floor at the house, and she has gone for doing her household work in the kitchen. With one eye outside, she is looking, what is the child doing? So he gives up the toys that are given to him for playing and starts going towards some fan which is rotating to put his finger inside or to go and capture some flame somewhere. So mother is watching. She immediately comes holding his chaddi. She pulls him back. Again gives the toys in the hand. Not that, this. And he looks at the mother and continues for a while. Again, when the mother is busy, he starts doing the same business. Similarly, our mind exactly has this nature. And therefore, lovingly, patiently, yet firmly, one has to keep bringing it back on track if one has to attain such type of experience of samadhi. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is another example of the arrow maker. This arrow maker was so absorbed in making the arrow perfect. The tip of the arrow and the center of gravity of the arrow make all the difference in the quality of the arrow. Because the tip makes sure that it goes smoothly without much least resistance towards the object. And the center of gravity makes sure that it will hit the target eventually. In the same way, when this phenomenon was observed by the Avadhuta Brahmana, who considered this arrow maker to be one of his gurus, he mentions that although the entire procession of the king passed by, this arrow maker did not budge even an inch in making that arrow perfect. In fact, he did not even notice that something like this was going on around him. So in modern management language, they call this experience as flow experience. Flow experience, nothing but samadhi in our context, means that when a worker forgets the distinction between himself, the work that he is doing, the instruments that he is using, the time that is passing, and the entirety of the situation in which he is situated, he does not make any distinction between them and is fully absorbed in doing what he is doing. This is called as flow experience. Mother Yashoda experiences this when she churns butter for Krishna. Perfect samadhi. Simple act of devotional service, but she is in full samadhi. So all these modern management gurus, they talk about how we should create environment and training programs and facilities in the company in such a way that people can attain flow experience. Why? So that we can make profits. Very simple. That's the main business. But we should know that as devotees, practicing devotional service, it's also a matter of our practice to attain such flow experience in whatever activities we do. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has this beautiful class, Put Your Heart Into Your Service. I hope some of you have heard it sometime. It's one of the best class I've ever heard in my life. Put your heart into your service. Maharaj says that when you are cutting potato, we should cut the potato for Krishna in such a way that the potato is simply joyful and happy and dancing in your hands. When you clean the pots for the deities, you should shine them so clean that they are smiling at your service. He goes on giving many examples of such kind of absorbed service. So, this is the clue that we get from the gopis' behavior. How to forget every other thing and just get into our business, which we are doing at the present moment for the pleasure of Krishna. And finally, Prabhupada concludes by saying, thus a day of Brahma seemed like a single moment, and when Lord Krishna is present, and a single moment seemed like a day of Brahma when Lord Krishna was absent. Of course, this is purports by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, not Prabhupada. And in this way, the Krishna consciousness of the gopis is the perfection of life. And the symptoms of such perfections are described here. So as we hear from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yugayitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravrushayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. So, in our current state of affairs, thinking of Krishna, we are supposed to feel how much I want to be with Krishna. But when we pick up our bead bag and sometimes start chanting, that also Yugayitam Nimeshena, one moment appears like 12 years or more. Tears are coming from the eyes at the very thought that I have 8 rounds left at 11 a.m. in the night. Or Govinda Smarane Name. All these things are happening because of trying to remember Govinda. That is our condition of life. So therefore, what can we practice to overcome this type of lack of taste or lack of absorption? The first thing to practice, as the theme of the chapter is going, is satsanga. One should value satsanga more than oxygen that one breathes. And one should feel that I have done so many wrong things in my life. Even after coming to devotional service, I have not practiced it perfectly well. And I don't pray to Krishna to eradicate reactions for that. Krishna and Maya, whoever, can beat me up as they like. But my only request is that they may never remove me from the association of devotees and separate me from my service to them. So this is the right type of approach to satsanga. Satsangat mukta dussango hatum notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrut akaranya rochanam. The power of the satsanga, and especially hearing about Krishna in the satsanga, is such that even once having heard nicely about Krishna, one develops so much taste in spiritual life. Akaranya rochanam. That one will never give up this association and go back into material life. Mukta dussangaha. Or in other words, Shankaracharya says, satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatatvam, nishchalatatve jivana muktihi. He says four consequences of satsanga. Satsangatve nissangatvam. You become detached from materialistic activities, affairs and attachments. Nissangatve nirmohatvam. By giving a bad company, you become nirmoha. Free from bewilderment and illusion of this world. And nirmohatve nishchalatatvam. You become fixed in truth and live by truth. Satya, satya sandha or satya shila one becomes. Nishchalatatvam. And nishchalatatve jivana muktihi. And by practicing truth consistently, one attains liberation from all kinds of material entanglement. So this is first and foremost to practice, to take to good association and to value it more than anything else in one's life. Then amongst all kinds of association, that topic will come in this same chapter a little later, the satsanga that is of best type is the satsanga of the guru, the diksha and the shiksha gurus. So, one has to increase one's contact of hearing and practicing the instructions that we heard and thus associate with one's diksha and shiksha gurus. Of all kinds of association, association of the bona fide guru is the most important or the best kind of association that we can get. So, when we are in their vapu, personal presence, we should hear and execute instructions. And when we are in separation from them, we should continue to hear or remember and execute their instructions. And thus, keep constant company with them. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, do you miss your spiritual master? And Prabhupada said, never. My spiritual master is always with me. Why? Because I constantly associate with his instructions and try to carry them out. So this is second of the most important practice. Sometimes we get diksha, but after getting diksha, we do not continue strict association with shiksha. And that is something like, I gave that example yesterday, once I had gone for a program, and I thought that I had charged my laptop fully. And I took it, and I switched on for showing some PowerPoint show. Battery 3%. I said, what happened? So anyways, I completed the presentation without the technology. I came back and I saw that I had plugged in but not switched on. And that's why it still drained. So plugging in is like diksha. You get connection with the parampara. Switching on is like shiksha. You remain constantly enlivened in spiritual life to the degree you associate with shiksha. So, shiksha is the lifeline of our sampradaya versus mainly shiksha sampradaya. So, our diksha guru is our shiksha guru. And besides that, we should also have some mentors in whose association we practice spiritual culture under their guidance. This shiksha can actually nourish us very nicely to practice attainment of samadhi. And finally, in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada gives a sequence of attaining samadhi or sampatti dasha. In verse number 8 of Nectar of Instruction, tannama rupa charita disukirtananu smrutyo krameṇa rasana manasi niyojya tishtan rajeta danuragi jananu gami kalam naye dakhilam ityupadesha saram. So Srila Rupa Goswami is giving three clues of attaining perfection in spiritual life. First he says, mastery under a master. Tad anuragi jana anugami. Find out who are the devotees who are champions in practice of bhakti yoga, who are champions in anusmruti and niswartha seva, and become their disciple. Stay in their company. Learn from them. Tad anuragi jana anugami. become their follower. Then second thing he says, create conducive learning and practice environment around yourself. Create those facilities, create those lifestyles, habits, which will help you quickly attain perfection in Krishna consciousness. Tishthan Vraje, create Vrindavana-like atmosphere around you in which remembrance of Krishna is a default setting. And we are so fortunate to have temples like this, which are so wonderful in ensuring that not a moment can pass without thinking of Krishna in our lives. And third clue Rupa Goswami gives is give yourself push in spiritual life incrementally. Tan nama rupa charita adi su kirtana anusmruti kramena rasana manasi niyojya. So he's giving many clues that take to the process of hearing and chanting with wholeheartedness and practice anusmruti. Give yourself push to become better and better in this aspect. And by this, what will happen? You will quickly attain perfection in Krishna consciousness. Iti upadesha saram. This is the essence of all advice in Krishna consciousness. And in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada gives beautiful understanding of the stages for a sadhaka that he should be careful to follow. Number one, Shravana Dasha. He says, Shravana Dasha is the stage where one begins to hear with rapt attention the topics about Krishna and starts understanding Sambandha Jnana, Abhidheya Jnana, Prayojana Jnana very deeply in spiritual life. That is called Shravana Dasha. Then from the Shravana Dasha comes Manana Dasha. One contemplates very deeply on the subject matter that one is hearing and considers the pros and cons of this practice. Manana. So manana is facilitated by those WH questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how. About the subject matter that we have studied. And there are factors that are conducive for smarana or manana. And there are factors that are disturbing to manana. So atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha. They are disturbing to one's Krishna smarana. And the factors like utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, or dadati prati grunhati guhyam akhyati pruchyati, they are conducive to this manana. So how can I increase my contemplation in Krishna consciousness? So that is the second stage, manana dasha. From this manana dasha comes varana dasha, the stage of acceptance of these truths and living by them. Sometimes we call this as nididhyasana. So one starts practicing what one has heard and starts getting experience of the truth of it. This is called sakshatkar. Sakshat karoti iti. Truth is eternally truth. It's not that today we say you are not the body, you are spirit, soul. This is some theory. That is actually truth. And when that truth gets unveiled before us, that is called sakshatkar. How true that truth is, you come to know. That is called sakshatkar. So in this way, by practice of varana dasha, one comes to this stage. And then comes smaranavastha. There begins actually the real fun of spiritual life. Where, and Prabhupada describes smaranavastha in terms of five stages further within that. How the absorption or thinking of Krishna becomes stronger and stronger, thicker and thicker. We will not get into that. And finally comes the stage called Sampatti Dasha. This, after Smaranavastha, one comes to the stage where one just cannot forget Krishna and become fully Krishna conscious. So one has to practice these stages. One has to take to satsanga, have proper shiksha and diksha arranged. One has to practice Shravana Dasha, Manana, Varana, etc. in one's life. And most importantly, one should follow the instruction of Rupa Goswami given in Nectar of Instruction, verse 8. Mastery under a master, conducive learning practice environment, give yourself push to become better than your earlier performance. So, just to summarize, Today we discussed that gopis felt from in separation of Krishna a moment to be like one day of Brahma, and in presence of Krishna entire night of Brahma that was awarded to them like one moment. So we began by describing how we can make time friendly and not feel that we are overburdened in life having to do so many things and don't have time for Krishna consciousness. The more we prioritize Krishna consciousness, we make time. Time becomes friendly for furthering our Krishna consciousness. So everybody has 24 hours in their day, and what they accomplish in that time varies depending on what is the quality of their consciousness. Second, we learnt about this chapter's flow. There are three essential things: importance of satsanga, its effect in capturing Krishna. No other process can compare to it. Super excellence of Rajagopis who attained perfection through satsanga with Krishna himself. And that satsanga was mostly in their consciousness, not always physical. Third, the best form of satsanga is association of guru, bona fide guru, shiksha and diksha guru. So that's the flow in the chapter. Then we studied today's verse, where what is the method of attaining samadhi? Anusmruti and niswartha seva. This is what we are supposed to practice in bhakti. Constant fond remembrance of Krishna, selfless and pleasing service to others. And this practice leads to certain effects. So we saw three effects on gopis' consciousness. Body becomes distant, and some of the most dearest possessions and relationships appear non-factual. And especially, one does not even consider whether it is life or death that I am going through. He is simply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And in this way, this stage is something that we should all seek after in our life. And then we saw some practical clues how to attain samadhi, full absorption in Krishna consciousness or the flow experience. And the methods are: stick to satsanga as the most important thing in life, especially to the sangha of shiksha and diksha gurus, hearing and executing their instructions, the best form of satsanga. And then we saw the stages of attaining samadhi: shravana, manana, varana, smaranavastha and sampatti dasha. Thank you all very much. Any comments or questions? Okay, that means I should stop. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.